Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samach, and we're learning Siman Hey. So we mentioned already a few times that the Chayodim talks about the idea of outsourcing your das, the din of a reyach. So let's see it inside. All everything we've discussed until now is a situation where a person is eating. They're the one who's the balabas. It's their food. It's their house. It's their meal, and they're deciding what their plans are, etc. If he's eating as a guest, when he makes a bracha on one type of bracha, eats, sadama, shahakol, mazonos, etc. So whatever is brought of that bracha, so he makes a bracha of, they serve watermelon at the beginning of the meal, they serve cantaloupe, or they serve something of that sort, and he makes an adama. And then they serve some green beans, so say, well, the adama covers that, and then they serve some potatoes, the adama covers that. So whatever food that they're going to bring, which will be of that bracha, is included. Now, he didn't have das to cover the potatoes and the green beans. And we said before, you have to have some of the original cantaloupe still left over. No, you don't need that. There's no cantaloupe left over. They took it all away, and you're bringing something new. No need for a new bracha. Why? Because he has outsourced his das into the das of the balabais. So he's saying, what I'm saying is, I'm making a bracha based on whatever the balabais serves me. So that was his decision of how to make the bracha. So that's a valid decision. And now whatever the balabai serves is covered with the bracha. That's a valid way to set up his das. Now obviously in a situation where the person clearly says, you know what, whatever he serves me, I don't want to eat any more of this type of food. I don't want to eat any more hadoma. I'm finished with my hadomas. And he truly decides that he's done. And then he just changes his mind. So you know what? Okay, I'll have some more. So in that situation, he's a nimlach. So that's not different than any other situation of a nimlach, which a person is mesiach das from eating, and then he changes his mind and decides to eat some more. So that would need a bracha. Now, Chayyim addresses an interesting question. So let's understand this din of outsourcing to your das, to the das of the balabais. We can understand it in one of two ways. That for a bracha to take effect, there has to be some intent at the beginning of the meal, or certain scenarios, stam das works, but in general, we need intent at the beginning of the meal. So the balabais has intent. All I'm saying is, whatever he decides, I'm agreeing with. So the balabais at the beginning of the meal was planning to serve, he knew that he's going to be serving green beans and potatoes. I made a bracha on the cantaloupe. I did not know that he's planning to serve green beans and potatoes, but I said, I'm doing whatever he's doing. And he knew, so he decided. Well, let's say the balabais himself decides to throw in a new chorus. Later on, he said, you know what? I'm going to add some extra green beans. He had no intent to add green beans originally. He planned just to serve potatoes. And then he changed his mind and decided to add green beans. So the balabais is a nimlach. In that sense, he thought through the menu. He's planning to serve A, B, and C, and not D. And now he decides to add D to the menu. He looks, you know what? It's not a food here. Let's add some more. Or something just came in. Maybe I should add it. So if I'm told in the das of the balabais, and the balabais is a nimlach, so I need a new bracha as well. Or do we say a different concept? What I'm saying is that the balabais will serve me and take care of me, and I know he will do that. So my intent is, whatever he puts in front of me, I'm going to include in my bracha. Now, he might decide later on what he wants to put in front of me, but my das was whatever he puts, I'm eating, because that's the nature of the situation. So do we look at it as I'm sort of making my das totally in his das, or my das is whatever his das is? So he might be a nimlach and he might need a new bracha, but I don't. Because my das was, I know the balabais is going to take care of me and give me good food, and so I feel confident that whatever he eventually puts in front of me, I want to be included. So Chayyim says the second way. The balabais did not plan to give them more of a certain food, or a new type of item. rock the bakashas orchim nosel hem oid nearly the ain tzrichim lachzor levorach. So the Balabai says clearly a nimlach. You know, he wasn't planning to serve X, and they said to him, you know, I heard that you have very geshmak tomatoes. Could we have some? He says, you know, I wasn't planning to give him any, but I was planning to save them for my guests for tomorrow. But you know what? I'll give it to you. So now, the Balabai says a nimlach. He hadn't planned to serve tomatoes, but they are totally in das Balabayas, but they asked the Balabayas, their das says whatever that the Balabayas will take care of us. And he did. He gave them tomatoes. So even though they had no intention at the beginning of the meal to include the tomatoes would be included in the bracha. So that's interesting. Now, what the source of that version we will talk about in a different shir. But this is the yisoid, how the Chayonim understands the concept of the Areach das Balabayas. We will see that we can extend this situation to in one's home, if the one I'm not the one who's making the menu, so the husband sits down to the meal, whatever his wife serves him, that's basically his das. We have a similar situation. If he asks his wife, says, you know, would you mind serving some tomatoes? No, I wasn't planning to serve tomatoes, but if you want some, I'd love to give you some. It would be the same thing. You have a situation where for the wife, it would be a nimlach, and for the husband, it wouldn't, or possibly not, and we will talk about that more, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.